I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Winter is coming, and that's a big problem for many in Ukraine. Plus, hear how an East African pastor responded to hearing the Bible in his own language. We'll bring that story to you in just a couple minutes. But first, starting Thursday, Ukraine announced nationwide blackouts to save power. For 2 weeks, Russia has used Iranian drones to attack Ukraine's electricity infrastructure. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association says
people were using their phones to record these new Iranian drones that are flying over the city. In fact, people can hear them coming, so much so that they are firing their guns in the air, trying to shoot them down. They're relatively slower moving.
With winter setting in, the people of Ukraine face bitter cold in the coming months, and many people in eastern Ukraine may soon have no access to heating at all. Mock expects to see a wave of refugees moving towards Poland. He describes the situation as
a brutal medieval type strategy. But regardless, in the midst of all this, I think we have to remember that in these difficult days, these churches in Ukraine are filled to overflowing with new believers. The gospel's going forward. The churches are growing. And even these churches may find themselves without warmth to even take care of those who come to them.
You can help these churches through SGA's Operation Winter Warmth and ask God to strengthen exhausted Ukrainian believers. Meanwhile, Russian troop activity on Ukraine's northern border with Belarus raises concern. Roughly 200,000 men have been mobilized or drafted into Russia's war effort so far, according to President Vladimir Putin. Many new soldiers wind up on the front without training or equipment. Transworld Radio contacts in Belarus and Russia say they could be drafted. Dirk Muller of Transworld Radio Europe says
they are living under many, many fears, questions, worries. They raise questions about God, what is your will? Where should we go? Georgia, Turkey, Armenia, or should we stay? It's a daily challenge not to be determined by fear, but by faith.
We can't release details for security purposes, but one TWR contact is a married couple living in Russia. These believers have a son we'll call Igor.
He turns 18 in a couple of months, and this son will be called into their normal military training, basic training. And the parents are terrified by the thought that he might be serving in the war against the Ukraine.
Whenever you pray for Ukraine, please remember to pray for people in Russia and Belarus too. TWR and its contacts work ardently to broadcast the hope of Christ to all three countries.
The prayer request is that this terrible situation would lead Christians to be strengthened and many that don't know Christ will become followers of Christ.
And sometimes when you give financially towards a cause or a project, you do so trusting God with the results. You may never hear what that one gift did, but you trust God to use it as He sees fit. Once in a while, the Lord allows you to see what He does with the funds that you steward. For example, Set Free Ministries' Dave McIntyre says,
last year, in partnership with World Mission, we were able to supply our teachers with audio Bibles and the African Study Bible.
With help from its donors, Set Free equipped teachers and pastors in East Africa. A recent visit from McIntyre and others allowed these leaders to say thanks.
One teacher got up to talk about his audio Bible, and I could see that it was completely worn out because he had used this thing so much. So he starts talking about the impact. This is a man who's hearing the Word of God for the very first time in a format that he really understands and can dig into. And about halfway through, he got too choked up to talk. He was embarrassed. He had to walk away and go behind one of the buildings to have a good cry. His testimony alone was worth going to Africa to hear.
Go to missionnews.org for the full story. And ask the Holy Spirit to guide these African leaders as they disciple the people around them.
Unfortunately, a lot of our pastors in East Africa have little to no theological training. Getting that tool in their hands has just been fantastic.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.